Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of a progress note for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation is October 1st, 2024. Subjective, patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective adjudicator, Angela from comprehensive counseling called me that Mimi Charles has been calling her several times to talk to the doctor. Therefore, I called Mimi Charles today on October 1st, 2024, around 11 o'clock. Does not respond. Period. Therefore, I ask the staff to call her sister Lula so that we can communicate with her about her difficulties. So three-way call was placed, and Mimi was complaining about that she has taken Mirtazapine 7.5 milligram 2 tablet for a couple days, but she did not feel any better. She is feeling depressed, sad, hopeless, but she is sleeping and eating all right. I further explained that she should continue taking for some time to see the correct response, or she may go a little higher, around 30 milligram daily. That might help her depression also, but she does not want to try. She likes to go with the lower doses. I further discuss about her ongoing difficulties that include anxiety, depression, period of sadness, feeling of hopelessness, but denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusion. Patient has been recently admitted at Beaumont Hospital and was treated with Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime. Although since patient was not showing any psychotic behavior or any agitation, therefore Seroquel was discontinued. I further discuss that I will try some other options, maybe Wellbutrin 100 milligram in the morning, so that she can help her depression and feeling of hopelessness, but and will continue Mirtazapine 7.5 milligram daily, period, to which her sister agreed and also Mimi agreed. I further discussed that before I will try, I would like to continue with the Remeran 7.5 milligram at bedtime and read something about this medication so that she can develop some understanding, as she is very ambivalent to adding more medication. But she, considering risk and benefit, I explain her that this is one of the safest medication, although there are several other medications can be tried, like citalopram or Cymbalta or Effexor. But first try this medication and see the response. Otherwise, I will discuss further when I will see her again on October 7th for medication review, to which sister agreed and also Mimi got agreed peer assessment. Major depressive disorder, period of anxiety, unable to understand due to the mild cognitive deficit, but does not want to take any medication for her memory problem. So follow appointment was given on October 7, 2024. No change medication was made, and it was explained that she should read about Wellbutrin, and if she does not like, I will consider smaller doses of Effexor XR. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much.